From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, the latest in what is shaping up to be the biggest Russia-U.S. spy swap since the Cold War. The U.S. and Russia have struck a deal in which 10 people arrested last month as Russian undercover agents will be sent back to Russia. And 4 people Russia accused of spying will be released and flown to the West. A key step occurred in a New York courtroom today, and joining us to talk about that is NPR's Dina Temple-Rast. And Dina, tell us what happened in court today.
Well, you know, we'd been hearing since yesterday that Russian and U.S. officials had been working out an agreement in which they would make this swap. And essentially what happened is we knew that the people in the courtroom were going to plead guilty to being unregistered agents of a foreign country, which was sort of a lesser charge that they'd been charged with. It carries a 5-year sentence. And rather than go to jail, then they'd be quickly deported to Russia. And that's exactly what happened. They all came into the courtroom. Some were in street clothes. Some were in prison garb. And the sort of key moment in the entire proceeding was when they announced their real names, which all sounded very Russian. Mm-hmm. Then the judge accepted their pleas. And now the next step is deporting them, which is supposed to happen very quickly.
Now, there were reports out of Russia that an imprisoned researcher there had already been put on a plane and flown, I believe, to Vienna. What do you know about that?
Well, 2 officials told me that Igor Suyachin, he's an arms control researcher with a Moscow think tank, was taken out of a Moscow prison and was put on a plane to Vienna. And people had camped out in front of the prison in hopes of catching a glimpse of him, and it appears he left without anybody knowing. And he'd been serving a 15-year sentence. He'd been convicted of having been a CIA spy, something that he'd always denied. And we understand that he's supposed to end up in the UK. It just isn't clear if he's already arrived there or if he's staying in Vienna for a short amount of time and then going on to the UK. And there are a couple of other people who are also thought to be on the U.S. List in the swap. One is a high-ranking Russian intelligence agent who was convicted of spying for the U.S., and there's another one who apparently was convicted of spying for the UK.
Dina, amid all of this drama of the spy swap, what's so odd here is that the people being deported to Russia didn't manage to get any secrets or even near any secrets.
Yes, I know. That's our understanding. I mean, basically, it looks like the U.S. is getting the better end of the deal, even if it only gets 4, you know, Russian prisoners for the 10 that they're giving back to Russia. Basically, these people who were here didn't seem to have befriended any important people and didn't seem to get any secrets. And in the whole bunch, probably the most valuable is this one that everybody's been talking about, Anna Chapman. Apparently, her father was quite a high-ranking person in Russian intelligence, or at least was a Russian diplomat. And she's expected to leave for Russia this evening.
Okay. Thank you, Dina.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Dina Temple-Rast speaking to us from New York.